thankful for his love and his goodness to each and every one of us. It's only through the Lord that's got us here where we are today. Desire your prayers. I'd like to speak to you just for a little while. Kind of thinking about the phrase about a gentle rain, and I hope and I pray this will be a kind of a gentle rain to us this morning, that the Lord would help us to understand and know a little bit about what we already know what's going on, but to be refreshed in our minds and how to deal with it. But my mind goes back when I was a young boy. I was about 8 or 10 years old, somewhere in there. We used to go down to Kentucky. My uncle Sam and Aunt Armilda lived down there, and they were brothers and sisters to Mom and Dad. And so we would go down there and spend the weekends. And they lived out in the country in a little farmhouse. And across the road was another little farmhouse. And they had a spring. They had a big field. I still remember that. They had a big, deep field, and it was backed up by a mountain. And you walked over there, you walked over to the mountain, and there was a spring there. There was actually a pipe. Someone had laid a pipe, and water would come out of it. And I'll tell you, I don't think there's any fresher water that I've ever drank in my life than the water that came out of that spring. It was cold, it was fresh, it tasted so good, so natural. And when you drank of it, it made you satisfied. And I just think about that spring sometimes, and what a blessing that the Lord has for each and every one of us. You know, one writer said, "All my springs are in thee." So our springs this morning to satisfy our hungry souls is in the Lord. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the intruder, in the garden. Let's turn over to the 21st chapter of Matthew and read a short parable that the Lord gave there in the Matthew 21 and 33. He said, "Hear another parable. There was a certain householder which planted a vineyard and hedged it round about and digged a wine press in it and built a tower and let it out to husbandmen, and went into a far country. When the time of the fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the husbandmen that they might receive the fruits of it. And the husbandmen took his servants and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. And again he sent other servants, more than the first, and they did unto them likewise. Last of all, he sent unto them his son, saying, 'They will reverence my son.' But when the husbandmen saw the son, they said among themselves, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and let us seize on his inheritance.' And they caught him and cast him out of the vineyard and slew him. And when the Lord thereof of the vineyard cometh, what will he do unto those husbandmen?" I'm thinking about gardens this morning. There was a garden that God had made. It's called the Garden of Eden. And he put Adam and his wife Eve in the garden. And Satan entered into that garden, didn't he? An intruder always comes where he's not wanted. Always comes, and he never has good intentions in mind, but he has evil intentions in mind, and you and I always have the intruder that we have to deal with. When Satan entered into the garden, and he began to talk to Eve and Adam there, He led them to a tree, and it was a tree of death. God came down in that garden, and he sought Adam, and he hid from God. A lot of changes were made in that garden because of the intruder, the one that we know as Satan this morning. The devil has determined to destroy man ever since from that garden. Ever since the time that he was there and speaking to Eve and enticing her to eat of the fruit, he's been enticing and he's been working with man ever since to try to overthrow, to try to destroy, to try to rob you of your soul. And just because that you're saved this morning, just because you know the Lord, and just because you're able to pray, has no effect on whether the intruder is going to come. He's going to come. He's going to come in ways that we don't want him to. He's going to come in ways that we don't expect him to. Jesus gave us a parable here about a garden, a vineyard, which is a garden. And he hedged it round about, and he digged a wine press in it and built a tower and let it out to husbandmen and went to a far country. Now, we have the same account of this parable that is given over in the 5th chapter of Isaiah. And over there in that reading, he says, "What more?" Now, he asked the people there, "What more could I have done in that garden?" Because he said he hedged it round about, and he digged the wine press in it and built a tower, and he gave it to us. Well, he gave it to the Jewish nation, we should say. He gave it to his people. And he said, and he pled with them when he saw, and he said he looked that it would bring forth grapes, but it brought forth wild grapes. May the Lord help us this morning, folks. Even though we have an intruder to deal with, even though we have difficulties in life and troubles and sorrows and all those kind of things, the Lord has given you and I everything that we need for us to be successful for Him. He wants us to be successful, children. He wants you to be successful more than you do. He wants you to make heaven your home, and He's given us everything that He can in order to help us to do that. And he went on down there and he said he sent other servants, and more than the first, and they did unto them likewise. Back in the Old Testament time, when the children of Israel and God had planted a garden, and he had put everything in it that would benefit us and would help us. Back in those times when he blessed the children of Israel, I think about their journey out of Egypt and the water that he pushed back on the Red Sea, and the water brought out of the rock, and the quails and the manna and all the things that he did for them. What more could I have done for you? I put everything in it that you need. You can draw your strength. You can get all the grace you need from me in that garden. He's put himself in that garden, hasn't he? But he said in the 37th verse, "Last of all he sent unto them his son, saying, they will reverence my son. But when the husbandmen saw the son, they said among themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him and let us seize on his inheritance. And they caught him and cast him out of the vineyard and slew him." Of course, he's referring to himself there. This is a parable, and he's talking about himself, how he came into to his people. He came to the Jews as a Jew, born of a Jew, born of Mary, and he came to his people, and they cast him out of the vineyard, and they slew him and destroyed him. Satan, he did everything that he could, the Lord did, to come and be a savior to them, to be a helper to them. And because he was rejected, he presented the prophets and even his own son, and the Jewish society refused him, didn't they? They refused him. You know, it's a choice that you and I must make in whatever we do with what God has given us. Satan is never invited to come to the garden, but he comes. And I want you to consider your life this morning for just a little bit. The attitudes of our hearts. Are we satisfied? Are we satisfied with everything the Lord has given us? Is there any more that the Lord needs to give us other than the grace to live saved every day of our life? Is there any more that anything else can he do to satisfy you and I? But when, as we live here in this life and as we deal with life, the intruder comes in and he works on you and I in ways that causes us to have struggles and causes us to have trials. You see, Jesus said this intruder came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. What is he trying to do this morning? Is he working in, say, our loved ones, our families, the ones that are important to us? I was reading a scripture this morning before I left home. It says, a man's foes, be they of their own households. And the intruder comes in. You know what he's trying to do? He's working through them in order to get to you. He wants to get to you. That's his object. That's his main goal, is to get to you. And he'll work through anything and through everything that he can. But God said, what more can I do? What more can I put into it? I made a garden. He made the plan of salvation. He created that and he gave his son as the author of eternal life. What more could I do? What more can I get? Aren't you satisfied with what I've done? But we have feelings. We have emotions. We have stress. And we have desires. There isn't a one of us here this morning that doesn't have something that we desire. We want to see our loved ones saved. We want to see things better among our families. I would like to see things better among the church. And I thank the Lord for the church this morning. I thank the Lord for God's people. But when the intruder comes in, when the devil comes in, he does not leave anything untouched. He's going to go to whatever limit that he feels that he has to go to in order to get to you, in order to get to me. He'll work through the ones that we love the most. He'll work through purity. He'll work through promises. He'll work through children. He'll work through church government. There isn't any realm of our lives that we live that is left untouched by the intruder. He will work through these things, and he is trying to destroy, just like he did back in those days. You know, I think about the devil. For some reason or other, he must hate children. Back in Moses' day, when Moses was born, remember the decree that was put out, and they killed all the little babies under a certain age? The devil destroyed all the little children back there in Moses' day. The devil destroyed all the little children back in Jesus' day. When Jesus was born, they put out the same kind of decree to destroy all the children. Do you know, folks, I want you to understand, he hasn't changed his tactics. The devil is still working today to try to destroy children, and he's doing it through abortion. Folks, abuse. Our children today are suffering. They don't understand a lot of things, and they don't seem to have the proper people that they need to guide them and direct them in the way that they ought to go through life. Devil destroys. The devil's is a murderer, isn't he? He will abuse you and I. He will bring you through places that we don't always understand. But folks, I've got some encouragement for us this morning. God's planted something in this garden. He's built a hedge around it. Folks, the devil tried to get to Job, but the Lord had a hedge around him. And the Lord was protecting them. I want the Lord to put a hedge around each and every one of us here today. I want the Lord's protection on each and every one of you. When someone comes along that you love dearly and they've hurt you and they've caused you problems and difficulties and sorrows, for I want the Lord to bring His healing balm of love and of mercy and of His goodness and of His grace. And I want Him to touch you and I want Him to bless you and I want Him to encourage you. And I pray many times, Lord, take them up in Your arms and just love them, hug them, show them that You really care, that You really are concerned about them. Because people are suffering today. People are hurting today. What He did see in Eden, He's still doing today. The intruder, the enemy, the one that we don't like, the one that we don't love, the one we need to understand. We need to understand His tactics. We need to understand what He's doing. We were created to be holy unto God, yet every one of us has felt the presence of the intruder. We've felt His presence. You know, we say things like, well, I'm going to be a good parent. I'm going to do things right. I'm going to trust the Lord. I'm going to be faithful to Him. But you know, the devil, the intruder, let's think about how evil he is. He's the father of incest. He's the father of immorality. He's the father of wickedness. And I look out in our world today and I see so much wickedness. I see so much evil. I see so much sin. The Lord's been dealing with my heart on another subject. But I tell you, I was reading a scripture and I read it to my wife last night. It's found over in 2 Thessalonians, the first chapter and around the 7th verse. And it says that God, or that Jesus, is coming back again. Folks, I want us to consider this. I know you have an intruder. I know you have a heart. I know you deal with difficulties. But I want you to understand something. The Lord is coming back in flaming fire, taking vengeance, it says, on them that know not God. And I read that to my wife last night. And I says, how many people in this great big world that we live in today, how many people do you really think know God? And I said, I don't mean know of God or maybe have heard of God, but how many really know Him? Like a husband and a wife know each other. How many really know Him like you and I know Him? Those that have been saved and received Him into our heart and life. How many really know Him? Taking vengeance on them that know not God. You see, the intruder, he wants people not to know God. He went on to talk about how that they would be separated. And they'd be separated from the presence of God forever. And I said to my wife, I said, that surely must be hell. To be separated from the presence of God forever, that's got to be hell. And I'm sure that it's probably, he probably has something more than that in mind. But nevertheless, folks, I know you have a lot to deal with. I have a lot to deal with. I've been going through some things lately. I've been dealing with some trials lately. And the enemy has come in. And you know what he does? He presents himself to your thoughts. To your thoughts. Where did that come from? Folks, we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but we're fighting against powers and principalities and the darkness of this world. And Lord, help us to take the other scripture that says, bring our thoughts under subjection to the obedience of Christ. Folks, the intruder doesn't care how he does it, where he does it, when he does it. He's just going to do it. But I'm thankful he's put something in the midst of this plan of salvation for you and I. He's given us something that we can hold on to. He's given us a foundation that can be our support when we know, when we have to deal with things that are difficult in life. The enemy does these things. The enemy comes along and he destroys the hopes. He destroys the plans. He destroys the dreams. And he gets in your mind and your thoughts. He does those things, doesn't he? You know something that he really hates? You know what? One thing that the devil really hates, and that's holy matrimony. He hates marriage. He's hated it ever since God promoted it. It's God's plan and he hates it. And he's been working, and I'm bringing this in because, folks, this is very important. God, the devil has been against this ever since the beginning, and the marriage between a man and a woman, God set that plan in order. He set it in place. And folks, it's the foundation of our society today. It's the foundation of our country today. And folks, the intruder has come in. And he's caused all kinds of terrible things to happen. Husbands and wives going here and there and everywhere else and turning against each other and doing all these kind of things that are happening out there in the world today. The devil hates those things, see? And the intruder gets in that. And his purpose is to destroy. This is how it all started. You want to look back upon our country today? You want to see where our country today, you know what, you want to see why it is where it is today. It's because of the home life, the families, the falling apart of that, the lack of teaching, the lack of people understanding, the lack of people putting their self into their relationship, the lack of getting along together, familial love. The lack of that today, folks. Family falling apart. Lord, help us. Lord, help us. That's where we are today. Because the devil got into the garden. Because the devil came into the garden. He came in to destroy. He came in to kill. He came in to steal people's dreams. All the hopes that they had. I mean, some people just get their props knocked right out from under them. The thing they stood on all their life, and they get it knocked right out from under them. But folks, I want to tell you, we have a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. We have a friend that gives grace, and he understands. We have a friend that cares when we're in trouble. We have a friend that helps us and promised us that he would be a present help in every time of need. You know, we live in a society today of hardened people. People are hardened today. People are callous today. What I'm presenting to you here this morning, there's not very many people it would even affect because they're hardened. They're callous. A callous doesn't have any feelings in it. If you ever got a callus on your hands, it's a hard place where you've been using it and abusing it maybe on your skin, and it becomes hardened and it becomes insensitive. And we live in a very insensitive time. How do you think we got there? The intruder got in. He got in the minds. He got in the thoughts. He got in your sons and your daughters. Whoever it is out there, he got into them. And he's working in every way that he can to destroy. May the Lord help us to understand that the devil is doing everything that he can. He said here, he sent other servants more than the first, and they did unto them likewise. Folks, it really doesn't seem to matter anymore. I was reading a scripture that says you can discern. Jesus said, you can discern the face of the sky. You can discern when it's red in the mornings or red at night. And you can discern all those things, when to plant, when not to plant. You can discern. But how is it, he said, that you do not discern the times? that you're living in today. Lord wants you and I to discern these times, folks. He wants us to understand the whys and the wherefores. The Lord has not seen fit to destroy the intruder yet. He's still letting him do his thing. He's still letting him come against us. And you and I, the more that he comes against us, and the more that we overcome and conquer him, the stronger we can become. The more faithful that we are in those times of our life. The intruder. It says, when the sun came, they caught him. Cast him out of the vineyard. Took him out on a hillside somewhere, didn't they? Took him out on a hillside. And they crucified him. That was their big mistake. That was their big mistake. When they crucified my Savior. Because that brought victory for you and me this morning. When he conquered those things for us on Calvary. They caught him and cast him out of the vineyard and slew him. What do you think the Lord's going to do to those husbands? I want to tell you. Because he came to his own. And his own received him not. He came to the Jewish society and they rejected him. This message, this gospel, it's a universal message, folks. The person down the street, the next door neighbor, all those people out there in this neighborhood, everybody, it's a universal gospel. It isn't just for you and I. It's for every soul that is out there in the world today. Every soul is standing in need of a Savior. And Jesus brought it into this world, what you and I need. And because they rejected them, it was given in unto other husbandmen. I think it even says something like that. Therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of God, verse 43, shall be taken from you and given to a nation, bring forth the fruit thereof. Thank the Lord. That's you and me, folks. It was given to the Gentiles. God had a plan. The plan was in place. The plan was intact. And the enemy couldn't do anything against it. God has a plan. Try to find the book of Numbers. Book of Nahum. I want you to read something with me over there in the book of Nahum. Maybe I can tell you what it's after. It's after Obadiah, Jonah, and Micah. I want you to look at something here. In Nahum, if I can find it, the second chapter. I've been talking to you about the intruder. It says in the second chapter of Nahum, he that dasheth in pieces is come up before thy face. He that dashes in pieces. He loves to keep us discouraged. He loves to keep us down with long faces. Folks, if we have salvation this morning, we should be a happy people. We should be a glorious people. We're treasures unto the Lord. But it says, he that dasheth in pieces is come up before your face. But he said, keep the munition, watch the way, make thy loins strong, fortify thy power mightily. For the Lord hath turned away the excellency of Jacob as the excellency of Israel. For the emptiers have emptied them out and marred them with their vine branches. Folks, he's never invited in the garden, but he still comes. You don't invite him. I don't invite him, but he's always there. You never know what he's going to strike next. But he said, keep the munition, watch the way, make your loins strong. Gird about your loins with the word of God, folks. Let it be your shield. Let it be your protection. Let it be your safety. I thank God this morning for his word. That we can find whatever we need. We can find the strength that we need from his precious word. I got up this morning and I said, I'm going to get my Bible and we'll see what kind of nugget I can find this morning. out of the Word of God because it's full of nuggets. It's full of nuggets. Guard your heart. Watch and pray. Oh, we have those encouraging songs in our books. Don't allow the devil, the intruder, to get an advantage on you. Folks, it can be from your attitudes. It can be from your actions. It can be from your words. It can be from your lack of desire. Our world is being destroyed today because of apathy. People have apathy today. Just let it happen. Just lay back. Not pressing forward. Folks, it's a pressing way. We're going to have to press. We want this. We're going to have to press this in this way. Because the intruder's not going to give up, and you're going to face him as long as you live. We go from one struggle to another sometimes. Remember I said a long time ago, be careful. Or if you're up on the mountain today, remember how you got up there? Because you're going to have to make that climb again. You're going to have to make it again. You don't stay up on the mountain forever. Life has its places where difficulties come, disappointments come, sorrows come. Things happen that you wasn't expecting or that you don't even understand, and you give it into the hands of the Lord. And you let him take care of it. I want to talk about one more garden, if I could. Another garden. This garden is found in the 18th chapter of John. This garden is a garden of victory. A garden of victory. What more could I have done? I give you everything that I could possibly give you to help you to make it. Folks, if we don't make it, I don't think it'll be God's fault, do you? It won't be God's fault. The Lord's given us everything we need to make it. And we can do it by the grace of God. But I want to look at another garden. And it's a garden of victory. It says when Jesus, verse or 18 chapter of John, had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Cedron, where was a garden into the which he entered and his disciples. He went into a garden, didn't he? And Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place, for Jesus oftentimes resorted thither with his disciples. Judas then, having received a band of men, now listen to this, a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees coming together with lanterns and torches and weapons. Lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, who seek ye? Now they brought a band, it says. They brought the palace guard out. They had enough people there to do a lot of damage if they wanted to. One writer says, or one person says, there could have been anywhere between 200 to 300 men came into that garden, came after the Savior. A single carpenter and his 11 friends. 200 to 300 men. And they answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith unto him, I am he, and Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. And as soon as he said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. And then he asked them again, whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. There's a real truth that I want you and I to get here today, this morning. They had seen Jesus. They'd seen him. But it says, when he said unto them, I am he, they went backward and they fell to the ground. They're just a few feet from him and didn't know who he was. Folks, I want you to take courage to know that seeing Jesus is more than a matter of the eyes. It is a matter of the heart. That's what he said, that he's going to take vengeance on them that know not God. Seeing Jesus is more than just looking with the eyes. We can't see him with our eyes anyway, you and I today, but it's a matter of the heart. Oh, I tell you, folks, I'm so thankful this morning for the garden. I'm so thankful for the success. And Jesus asked them again, whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said, I told you I'm he. If therefore you seek me, let these go their way, that the saying might be fulfilled, which he spake of them which gavest me, have I lost none. And Simon drew the sword and cut off the right ear of Malchus, and the Lord put it back on his head. Folks, the presence of Christ. Satan entered the wrong garden this time. There was a battle between Satan and God. And God won. God's going to win the ultimate battle. You're going to have a lot of battles. You're going to have a lot of trials. There's no soft soaping this. There's no smoothing it over. You're going to have them. I can't keep you from it. But the devil's going to use things that are close to you in order to get to you, to try to destroy you. But I want you to see that in the garden of Gethsemane, the same garden where it says Jesus went a little farther, and he prayed again, the third time, if it possible, let this cup pass from me. And it wasn't possible. You and I wouldn't have this great salvation today. But his flesh was talking. He was dealing with a lot that day. This encounter. When Satan entered into this garden, God took a stand. And Satan was conquered. He was conquered for you and I. I want you to know this. The devil has no authority over you. He has no authority. If you're a child of God, you're one of his children. The devil must take his hands off. He must flee. When you rebuke him in the name of Jesus, he must flee. He has no control over you. He has no authority over you, and you and I need to take our stand this morning. And we need to be encouraged. Now I want to leave you with one more verse of scripture in Jude. Jude. There's only one chapter in Jude. Maybe I can head over here. Jude 24 and 25. Now unto him, the intruder, he comes in and he works with us every way that he can. But he says here, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Folks, that's what I want. I know I'm going to have to fight Satan here. I know I'm going to have my battles here. I'm going to have my trials. I know there's times when I don't know what to say, when I don't know what to do. I had those times, and I'll probably continue to have those times. But he said here he's able to present us before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Folks, he's able to keep you from falling. He's able to keep you pure. He's able to keep you saved in the midst of all that you have to face and all that you have to deal with. When the loved ones, your loved ones don't understand, when your loved ones are oppressing you, when your loved ones are coming against you and they're saying things that they ought not say, the Lord is able to keep you from falling and keep you pure and keep you safe right in the midst of all of that. Just remember when the three Hebrew children took their stand. They took their stand. We're not going to bow. We're not going to give in. Devil, I'm not going to give in. I'm going to take my stand. I'm going to be faithful to what I believe and understand. And what I know is true. I know, do you know this is true this morning? Do you know this word is truth? It's true. And I can stand on it. And I can put my faith in it, my trust in it. And they said, we're not going to bow. And when they threw him in, God, Jesus was right in there with them, protecting them from the heat of the fiery furnace. Folks, the Lord wants to protect you from the heat of the fiery furnace. When the intruder comes, he never invited. You don't want an intruder in your home, do you? He's going to come to steal and maybe kill. He's going to come maybe to destroy. He's going to come to do all kinds of bad things. And that's what the intruder does. But there was three gardens, the Garden of Eden, the Garden of Israel, and the Garden of Gethsemane. I thank the Lord for the garden today. I'm thankful for the hope that I have, for the joy and the peace right in the midst. Do I always feel that way? No. When I go through it, do I feel that way? No. But it's like the footprints in the sand. He picks me up and he carries me. When he knows that I can't go any farther, when he knows I can't handle it anymore, he picks me up. And I can look behind me and I can see only two pairs or two footprints in the sand. Because the Lord cares and he loves each and every one of us. I'm thankful today to know that this salvation was wrought with a great agony, but it was wrought with victory. It comes forth in victory today, that you and I can have the peace and the joy and the happiness that the Lord wants you and I to have. We're his children. We're the apple of his eye. He cares about each and every one of us. Amen. You pray for me.